Venezuelan, also not a dirty word, definitely not to journalist Mariana Zúñiga. She's originally from the Venezuelan capital, Caracas. But after 6 years in Europe, Zúñiga recently decided to move back home. She wanted to be close to her family and friends. But Zúñiga says that when she returned, she quickly realized all of her friends wanted to flee.
Well, many of them are actually looking to go abroad. Maybe just one wants to stay in the country because they have hope. They think that things are going to change. But it's kind of very difficult. Many people have mixed feelings about staying or going abroad. There's also like you can feel how there's several things happening every day that you one feel that you're not living in a normal country. You're not living anymore in a normal society. Things are you have this feeling that things are about to explode in any time.
Well, you wanted to cover a conflict. Does it feel like the economy in Venezuela is so bad, the security situation so dicey, that you are covering a conflict, maybe even a low-grade war?
Yeah, exactly. That's why I feel these kind of mixed feelings, because as a journalist, I feel like, okay, this is actually a lot of experience for me. This is kind of like great because I'm doing things and I'm reporting about something that matters and I'm telling people abroad what is happening in my country. But at the same time, I am also suffering this situation because it's not that I can live without having anything that I left behind. I have my grandma that can find her medicines. I have my brother that complains because he can have his breakfast with milk, for example. Or I have family members that ask to my mom, like, you know, I'm having economical issues. Could you lend me some money? I promise I'm going to pay you, but I can't pay the school of my daughter, of my cousin. So you say, like, you know, professionally speaking, I'm learning a lot, but I also feel affected. And it's kind of, yeah, these mixed feelings of feeling happy for my profession and feeling very, very sad about my family and about my friends that I'm seeing every day struggling. And not also that, like seeing people in the street that are looking for food in the garbage. I never saw this kind of a scene in my country. And I never imagined that we will reach this kind of point.
What has been the biggest change in Venezuela since you left, the one that's been most hard for you to adjust to?
Wow. I think the most difficult things to leave right now as a Venezuelan, and at least this is my opinion, but I think it's shared by many, is the fact of the lines to buy food. Those are seen like very, very hard things to see. And the fact of the insecurity. Like, I never felt so unsafe being outside of my house.
So, Mariana, what do you think your own future is going to look like? Are you determined to stay and document what happens to Venezuela? Or do you think you might leave, like most of your friends have?
Oh, to be honest, I don't know. I would like to stay and keep covering what is happening. In some way, I also feel kind of happy knowing that I'm with my family at the same time and we are kind of living this situation together. So in some way, I'm kind of happy that I could keep them company during this difficult time.
Mariana Zúñiga is a Venezuelan reporter just returned to Caracas from being overseas for several years. Thanks very much for your thoughts.
Oh, you're welcome, Marco.